जयोराधा माधवा जयो कुंजा विहारी गोपी जन बलबा जयो गिरिवरधारी जयो जयो गिरिवरधारी जयो गिरिवरधारी जयो राधा माधवा जयो कुंजा विहारी यशोरानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोरानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जयशोरानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जयशोरानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन तीरा वनचारी जामुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंजा विहारी
I am Vishnupada Paramahansa Privrajakacharya Sattara Sattara Sri Srimadis Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki premise ego host Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gaur Bhakti Vrindiki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopakavina Shamakunda Radha Kunigiri Govardhanaki Shri Vrindavan Dhamaki Shri Mayapur Dhamaki Ganga Maiki Jamuna Maiki Bhakti Deviki Tulasi Deviki Samaveta Bhakti Vrindiki Janitai Gaur Premanandi. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to the assembled devotees. All glorious to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glorious to Sri Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ekas Tvam Eva Jagad Etam Amushya Yat Tvam Adyantayo Pritag Avasyasi Madhyatash Cha Shrishtva Guna Vyatikaram Nija Mayayedam Naneva Ter Avasitas Tad Anupravrishtaha Ekastvameva jagadeva mamushyayatvam. Adyantayov pritagavasyasi madhyatascha. Shrishtva guna vyatikaram nijamaya yedam. Naneva tera vasitas taranu pravishta.
Naneva tera vasitas taranu pravishta.
Ekastvameva jagareva mamushyatvam.
Ekastvameva jagareva mamushyatvam.
Adyantayov pritagavasya simadhyatascha. Shrishtva guna vyatikaram nijamaya yedam. Naneva tera vasitas taranu pravishta.
Yeah.
Ekaha.
Eva.
One. Tvam. You. Eva. Only. Jagat. The cosmic manifestation. Etam. This. Amushya.
Of that.
The whole universe.
Yat.
Since.
Tvam.
You.
Adi.
In the beginning. Antayoho.
At the end.
Pritak. Separately.
Avasyasi.
Existence.
As the cause.
Madhyatacha.
Also in the middle.
The duration between the beginning and end.
Shishtva.
Creating.
Gunavyatikaram.
The transformation of the three modes of material nature.
Nijamayaya.
By your own external energy.
Idam.
This.
Nana iva.
Like many varieties.
Taihi.
By them.
The modes.
Avastitaha.
Experienced.
Tat.
That.
Anopravrishtaha.
Entering into.
My dear Lord, you alone manifest yourself as the entire cosmic manifestation, for you existed before the creation, you exist after the annihilation, and you are the maintainer between the beginning and the end. All this is done by your external energy, through actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, whatever exists externally and internally is you alone. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Samhita 5.35, Ekopya saura chaitum jagaranda kotim yach chakshirasti jagaranda chayayirantaha andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam govindam adipurusham tamahang bhajami. I worship the personality of Godhead, Govinda, who, by one of his plenary portions, enters the existence of every universe and every atomic particle, and thus unlimitedly manifests this infinite energy all over the material creation. To create this cosmic manifestation, Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands his external energy and thus enters everything in the universe, including the atomic particles. In this way, he exists in the entire cosmic manifestation. Therefore, the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in maintaining his devotees are transcendental, not material. He exists in everything as the cause and effect, yet he is separate, existing beyond this causing manifestation. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Mayatatam idam sarvam jagat avyaktamurtina matstani sarvabhutani nachaham tvesh vavastitaha. The entire cosmic manifestation is but an expansion of the Lord's energy. Everything rests in him. Yet he exists separately beyond creation, maintenance, and annihilation. The varieties of creation are performed by his external energy because the energy and the energetic are one. Everything is one. Sarvam kalvidam brahma. Therefore, without Krishna, the Parabrahman, nothing can exist. The difference between the material and spiritual worlds is that his external energy is manifested in the material world, whereas his spiritual energy exists in the spiritual world. Both energies, however, belong to the Supreme Lord, and therefore, in a higher sense, there is no exhibition of material energy, because everything is spiritual. The energy in which the Lord's all-pervasiveness is not realized is called material. Otherwise, everything is spiritual. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj prays, Ekastvam eva jagat etan. You are everything. So this position of Krishna being everything, being in everything, and at the same time beyond, this will come up again and again. You see in most prayers that are there, especially the higher you go in their realization. Most will say he is everything, and he has he's the creator, he's the maintainer and destroyer. That will be brought out practically in all prayers, you'll see. But the aspect that he himself as a person is beyond that, that then you'll see, the more that'll be brought out, the more advanced the devotee is. So, in here is that we're being, one is just his position, that's there. But that's not actually the interesting part of this point in the philosophy. Because, you know, what else is it going to be? The interesting point is that this is the technique, how the devotee can see Krishna everywhere and everything. This is the most dynamic aspect of this, though at the same time the most misunderstood. You know, especially one, either we don't worry about it because it's technical, it's philosophical, it's all these kind of things. And the Mayavadis, the Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, they mistake that everything is Brahman means this is not. But that doesn't make sense. Of everything Brahman, the illusions, Brahman, all this kind of stuff. But we're not discussing that point. So if he has manifested this material energy, he has expanded the universes, he's entered each universe, he's entered into all living entities, he's entered into everything, including the atoms. That means there's nothing that's not Krishna. So in all situations, we can see Krishna. At the same time, the point that he's beyond? Because otherwise, if he is everything, I'm attracted to this particular item. And that attraction, then I will just say, well, it's Krishna, so it's fine that I'm attracted. Does that make sense? We'll rationalize. I'm very attached to whatever it is, maybe eating. And so then I'm attracted to that. But Krishna is eating. He is the food. He's there. So it's fine. You understand? So in one sense, yes, I've connected. I've seen the Lord. It's going to be purifying. I'm going to be uplifted. Now, if I do that with attachment, I'll get piety. If I do it with detachment, I'll get liberation. But we notice that in both of these, who's the center actually? Myself. Because why am I defining something? It's because my attachment, my interest, my value. And that value happens to be Krishna, so it's just great, you know, two birds with one stone, right? Like that. So, but the point is therefore there's the point, no, but he's beyond it. So he is everything, so that reminds you of the Lord. Then he being beyond it, then okay, now who am I? I'm the Jiva, I'm the servant of the Lord. Therefore, since it's about the Lord, that whatever everything is the Lord and he's beyond that, and I'm servant, so I'm not these things. And if it's Krishna, then I'm not the enjoyer of Krishna. So then, therefore, action, since it will give a result, who's the result for? It's for that person who's beyond. You understand how this works? So that means in everything, it's very easy actually to understand the Lord. But we have to accept this position that I'm servant. You know, we'll take that. Yes, yes, we heard that on day one when we bumped into the devotees. But that's the whole point. That's how the Vedic system works. It's the descending process. Starts from the most important element. I'm servant. I'm the soul. I'm servant. Krishna's God. He's the goal of everything. Developing love for him. And the process of activities is to please him. Right? So that was the initial preaching. Like that. That's given to everybody. That's beyond all secondary considerations, whether they're yogis, whether they're impersonalists, whether they're gross materialists, whether they're new agey, whether they're old agey, you know, like that. It doesn't matter. So, it's always funny, right? They call it new age, but actually the studies of new age are actually the oldest topics on the planet, right? Astrology, you know, and all these things. Yeah. Go figure. So, the principle that we're working at here is that we're trying to balance this point that whatever we're doing, we're seeing our position in relationship to the Lord. Otherwise, then, yes, we may be able to connect things to the Lord. And that's what the demigods are doing. Demigods are suras. They connect things to the Lord. But when we see push comes to shove, who's it about? Right? Themselves. Then things go wrong because of that. Then the demons come along. Then they surrender to the Lord. Right? So unless something goes wrong, we don't surrender. You understand? So here's being given by these great devotees this point how we can see Krishna in everything because he is. Whatever we're dealing with, it is Krishna. We can say, oh no, but it's a karmic job. It's still Krishna. Right? Your boss, it's his energy. He expanded, you know, the build all the earth, water, fire, air, and ether. Right? Krishna gives the general, but actually the specific is done by everybody else. What's it made of? Right? So we see here is an interesting point as we see creation, maintenance, and destruction. Right? So generally, destruction, creation, and destruction we're good at because that's passion and ignorance. And we make those into the big thing. Right? You created something, so that's the whole, that's your claim to fame. Or, you know, yes, I'm more powerful, I can destroy you, I can this, I can that. You know, you understand this? So the whole point is that these two are made prominent, but we see in the word for word and how it's mentioned here is that you have the beginning, it has a finite thing, then you have the end, then everything in between is the middle. Does that make sense? One is the beginning, 100 is the end. Yeah? So that means from 2 to 99, that's the middle. That's Krishna. So the point of maintenance is, actually the definition of maintenance is, one who provides the facilities by which you're maintained. That's maintenance. Right? Does that make sense? Somebody's eating. Okay, you say the food, but where did the food come from? So the person who's providing the facilities that therefore there is food, that's who's maintaining. So because Krishna gives all the 24 elements in the creation, that means Brahma and Shiva can't be the maintainers. No living entity can, because no living entity can provide the 24 elements. Only Krishna. Therefore, he is the maintainer. So he's provided that. That means everything is him. So even, yes, at work, that water cooler, that's Krishna. Why is everybody attracted to the water cooler? Right? Does that make sense? Like that. That's the whole point. So, therefore, at all points, one can see Krishna. But then, having seen Krishna in it, now what are you going to do with it? That's the next stage. So therefore, that invokes your relationship with Krishna. That Krishna is everything, that's just an understanding. That's why we say, even those who aren't devotees, they will make this point. The Bhagavatam, there's many prayers made by people who aren't necessarily known as devotees. And they'll make this point. They all make this point. Sukacharya will make this point. Right? He's worried. Bali Maharaj has agreed to give 3 steps of land to this little kid. But Sukacharya knows it's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, in his first step, he'll take everything that he knows he has. Then in his second step, he'll take everything that's beyond that. Then what'll he do with the third step? And because he can't give the third step, that will make him sinful. Because he's sinful, he'll fall from his position. Because he falls from his position, he won't have any maintenance. Because he has no maintenance, he won't be able to give any charity to Sukacharya. Therefore, we have a problem here. Right? So he can see the Lord. He knows what he can do. Bali Maharaj isn't seeing this. He's seeing this. But he only sees that first part. He doesn't take it. Okay, now that I've seen Krishna and everything, great. Now what are you going to do with it? Right? What are you going to do with it? That's the main point. So then, what are you going to do with it? Now, to do something, then you have to look at Sambandhavide and Prayojana. You know, the relationship, process, and results. What is the relationship? Who are you? What's your identity? What's the identity of everything else? So I am the soul. I'm not the body. This body has a nature. I have a nature. And the ingredients of the field has a nature. All this is Krishna. So therefore, then the operation of that field of activities, that's Krishna. The goal, what it'll go towards is Krishna. The result it will give is Krishna. The process itself is Krishna. Who am I? I'm an instrument. In what? The connection between Krishna and his energies. Right? So if I want to be connected to the material, I can see like this and get material benefit, or I can see like this, and it's Krishna as an internal potency. So then, in that case, I will then act in what way will get the best result for the internal potency to offer to Krishna. So that's the other half. Then with that, then I will see how to do this to please Krishna. What will be the best way? I'll use my intelligence with this according to my knowledge, my skills. I will apply it to get the best result for Krishna. So we're part of it, but it's not about us. You know what I'm saying? Like I mentioned before, had a realization the other day. At a marriage ceremony, it's always known it's the girl's day, right? But then I noticed that the girl was making it more of a day than needed to be made. Day's only 24 hours, not 48, right? So then I understood it's her day, but it's not about her, right? It's about the Vedic process that Krishna's given of how two living entities then make up a contract that they will then serve Krishna together. Does this make sense? So that's the thing. We are involved. It's our activity, it's our position, but it's not about us. You know, it's about Krishna. So Prahlad, when we mention these, we'll see these things, oh yeah, we've heard that a million times in the Bhagavatam. Why have we heard it a million times? According to Jaimini, the reason you hear something a million times is because it's extremely important. We'll just go, okay, more prayers, more, yes, he's the beginning, middle, and end, he's the creator, maintainer, and destroyer. At the same time, he's beyond all this, yes, yes, okay, heard that. But that's the most important point. That's what's taught. The gopis are feeling separation from Krishna. Right? Uddhava goes to Vrindavan. What does he tell them to console them? This point. Right? Not some so-called rasik thing where people are falling off the chairs. He tells them this point. Then when Krishna meets the residents of Vrindavan in Kurukshetra, right? Now we're going to take this as the highest principle of separation within the process. Right? Then, after meeting everyone and being nice to everyone and doing all the etiquettes and all that, when he gets an opportunity, he takes the chance and goes with the gopis to a private place. What does he tell them? This point. So this is the point on how one always is absorbed in Krishna. This is the point. Right? Now, depending upon your level of realization, that person beyond, you'll have greater and greater realization. So therefore, is it Braja Krishna? Is it Dwarka, Vaikuntha? Is it just the Supreme Lord? Is it just God? Is it just Paramatma? Is it just Brahman? Like that, you understand? That's going to be your level of advancement. But to be able to see the Lord in everything and then consider Him as a person in this, that's pure devotional service. Right? That's what has to be understood. If that's not understood, no matter how great your skills are, your knowledge is, your experience, your abilities, it doesn't matter. It's all just a waste of time. Right? You're not going to get any more knowledge and skills, right, than Lakshmi. No? She is the internal point. She is knowledge. Because knowledge is one of his energies. So, and then the skills, the arts that go, she is that. But it says very clearly, he's not attracted by her. So that doesn't attract Krishna because he is knowledge, he is skills, he is relationships and tastes, and he is all that. And you understand, is you're with yourself, okay, how long can you sit with yourself doing absolutely nothing? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes? Krishna is sitting with himself eternally and has been and will be. Right? So therefore, what's interesting to him? What you do with it. Right? Let's say we have somebody. They're the best cook in the world. Okay? Now, they're just sitting there. They are the best cook in the world. They're satisfied being the best cook in the world. They know their technique. They know everything. But where does the taste come when you apply the cooking? When you interact with others, you have a particular person, a group of persons, a particular situation, a particular program that you're cooking for, arrangements, that's where the taste comes. So in other words, for Krishna, it's the application. So that he is everything, that's just standard. He is everything, he is the Lord, we're part and parcel of him. For him, that's just standard stuff. But now he's a person, you're interacting with him based on what is interesting to him. Now that's interesting. That attracts his attention because what he wants to do is the exact same thing. He's not making it about himself. He makes it about the devotee. That's the point. He is everything, but he makes it about the devotee. We aren't anything, and we make it about Krishna. So we actually have the easy part. But we're 1/10,000, the tip of the hair. We can only do so much. It's how much we can do. Krishna is unlimited, so he can unlimitedly do that. So it works out. So that's the whole thing. Krishna's only asking us to do what he does. That's pure devotional service. It's not something else. Right? This has to be the core of whatever you're doing. Then you add on to that, okay, now in applying it, okay, since it's about Krishna, I'm doing it to please Krishna, how can I improve the quality of my being an instrument in the process that's already going on? The modes of nature will take care of it. That's why it's called the material cause. We're only instrument. Material nature transforms itself. We don't transform it. Right? We can take part as an instrument, but we're not actually doing it. So that we can say, how I can develop my skills, I can use my intelligence, be more aware, develop my knowledge so that I can apply myself more exactly so I get a better result for Krishna. That's how all one's knowledge and skills and practice and everything comes as use. So it's very useful, but it's only useful because it will please Krishna. Because if one's doing it to please oneself, then as Prahlad Maharaj pointed out before, just an ordinary person who does that. We take it, no, I'm special, I'm intelligent, I have ability. By the Vedic standard, that's called ordinary. That you have knowledge, you have skill, you're getting results, you're enjoying those results, that's called ordinary. So what we call, wow, he's successful, that means our position is below ordinary. You know what I'm saying? Because ordinary means you're following the Vedic rules, it's pious, therefore pious things get pious results, and, life goes on. And if you're below that, it's substandard. So the whole point is ordinary is you're focused on what I am doing, not what someone else is doing, not what Krishna is doing. That's ordinary. Special is I see Krishna, I try to think, how in this situation can I please Krishna as a person? And then how can I take part as an instrument in the best way possible to make Krishna's pleasure happen? Yes. So that's some aspect of the significance of this understanding, how he is everything in that. And therefore it is you alone. Everything is you. That's the point. Right? It's not just another one of those dry philosophical points. No, this is the key to how to always keep absorbed. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj, for that. My question is, I have been thinking about it, actually, computer classes, but I can relate it to this class, as you mentioned, about maintenance. And previously, we see now how in previous verses it was described Prahlad Maharaj's life and how he was not affected with his father, who was a great demon. So my question is related more practically to our society day to day, in where sometimes our authorities, you know, and as it's natural, make mistakes or something, and then for us, the younger generations, it's difficult to maintain, you know, our values, and so how can younger generations be able to maintain and not being get disturbed by, you know, authorities or someone who may commit some mistake or.
Yeah, Prabhupada's making the point that devotee, he's always happy, whether he's doing something on his own, whether it's something he's told, or he just happens to be in a situation that comes up. Whatever it is, he's always happy. The point is, as we're surrendered, we're connected to the Lord. The Lord is taking care of everything. The modes of nature are taking care of everything anyway. Due to our either false ego, then we will identify with what we're doing and think that I'm the doer or I'm the one receiving, you know, so therefore I'm doing the activity or I'm being affected by someone else's endeavor like this. These are all lower levels of understanding. I mean, they're below the philosophy, you understand? It means philosophy starts at Manomoy, where we accept the theistic point what we're talking about here. That's why you see everyone mentions this point. This is the beginning of theism, where you accept that everything is the Lord and everything is controlled and created by the Lord. When it's just, he did that and I got this and I'm in trouble and it's just a matter of justice and equality and all that, that's actually below the human standard because it's not philosophy. It's just feelings. Animals feel like that. They're there, they're doing something, it's like that one dog, right? The celestial dog, he went into the yajna, he went close to the yajna place and they beat him. And he went back to his mother and said, you know, why did they beat me? And she asked, did you go in there? Did you lick the ghee? Did you do this? And no. So then she was, why did you beat him? And then she went with her, with the puppy and went and, you know, went to the demigods and says, what are you doing? Why is this? Right? So that's a dog. So they think like this. They think in the way of justice, and I want to do this, and why are they doing that? And I wanted to eat it. Why is he yelling and screaming? What's the big deal? It's authorized. I wanted to do it. That makes it authorized. Why is he upset? That's animal life. I mean, we glorify it as being liberal and broad-minded and all this kind of stuff, but yeah, we're just more broad-minded animals, that's all. Like that. Bees, they work together as a group, you know. Hey, and who's the head of their hive? Right, you know. Like that, you know. What's the position of drones, right? They're really sidelined, you know. So, hey, they're right on the cutting edge. You know, we have a long way to go to come up to their standard. You know what I'm saying? So this is animal. Human starts with philosophy. We take it that, okay, Varnashram and all these Vedic things, that's all rituals. But actually the term used is philosophy. Because you have to understand philosophy to actually commit yourself to it. So to follow Varnashram, the difficulty with it is you have to be philosophical. We take it, oh, it's a lower thing, it's an impractical thing, because we're practical people. So therefore, it's less practical, so it's substandard to us, because we're so superior, right? And, you know, Freddie Flintstone's with us, we worked out the wheel, right, you know. So that kind of thing is that we're so advanced. But what's missed is that it's that we can't understand these Varnashrama, because we don't understand philosophy. It's not valuable to us. Men, money, you know, who's in charge, who's not in charge, this and that, that we make sense to us. But philosophy? No, because it's there. It's God's creation. Therefore, everything has a nature in His creation. And Varnashram and the scriptures only explain how each thing relates to each other. You know? It's just like saying, okay, the wheels make the car go around, and that, and then there's the shocks, and that's what makes the car go up and down, or maybe I should say in this case a bus, right? Like that, and because people have mouths, they talk, and so they chitter and chatter while the bus is going down the street, going up and down, because things are there, then the driver is, you know, honking the horn, you know, rain comes, and the wipers on the bus go swish, 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 you know, all these different things like this. So we're not understanding that this is Dharma, this is religion, this is nature, right? And so all we're saying is if it rains, turn on the windshield wipers. When there's somebody in the way, push, honk the horn. You want to go forward, push the gas. You want to stop, push the brake. You want to go right, turn the steering wheel that way. You want to go left, turn the other one. You know? You understand? That's all the Vedas are saying. And we're saying this is archaic? And we call ourselves intelligent? Shame on everybody. That's called by the Shastra less intelligent. Because if you don't understand what Dharma, you're not human. Absolutely not human. You can say, oh, we're devotees, this and that. Who said devotees have to be human? Kinnaras are not humans. They're devotees. Shivananda Sen's dog was not human. He went back to Godhead. But we shouldn't falsely present ourselves as the pinnacle of human society when we're not even up to the standard of human. That's why he says Prabhupada always uses human form. We have the human form, but we're not human. Until you understand what you're doing and think like that, one's not human. It's simple. People don't like it. It's not politically correct. But the whole point is political correctness is so overrated. People who are intelligent, who want things to work, who are professionals, who are successful in the world, are sick of political correctness. Just as a side point, just look how the election went in America. The most politically correct person on the planet didn't make it. For the most politically incorrect, go figure. Why? Because people are sick of it. Because it doesn't do anything. It doesn't get anyone anywhere. But it sounds so good. It sounds so nice. And that's all we care. If it sounds good and sounds nice, then it's great. You know? That's the whole point. So when we accept that philosophy means you understand why I'm doing that. That's why I taught the Brahma Jagya. I inquire about the Supreme. How is the Supreme? The Supreme's everything. How they're pervading everything. This, that's the beginning of human life. It all is about God. It's all about that. My relationship with Him. I'm the soul. That's the beginning of human life. Then seeing all of one's aspects, all the knowledge, all the administration, all the economics, all the application and skills, then in relationship to that, now that's human. But if we see them without, it's not. Someone the other day just told us an interesting thing, that the Greek word, right, because I'm only bringing this up because the, you know, how you say English is a derivative of Latin, which is a derivative of Greek, right? So the Greek word for science is schizo. Right? You know, so, and it means cut off. So science is that knowledge which is cut off from the Supreme. Right? If I see this in relation to the Supreme, I call it philosophy. When I cut it off and leave God out of it, the same knowledge is called science. Yeah? Interesting, no? So that's the whole thing. As soon as we take a subject matter, cut it off from Krishna and His desire, it's mundane. So the only way we can correct this is not give up the science. That's the whole thing. Oh, but there's science and there's religion. No. People take the ritual, cut it off from, you know, other things. This one's, it's all cut off. But when it's the Lord and everything together, seen together, now that's actual point. That's what Prabhupada says, this is the complete science, because that means it includes God. Nectar Devotee is the complete science. He's not meaning it's the complete science, meaning it's just all everything about it. It means complete because it's about God. Because you can never complete a science in that way. Krishna is unlimited. You can't say everything about it. So what's the point? Nectar devotion. Those practices are going on by so many processes in India. But it's complete because it's connected to Krishna. Does that make sense? Yeah. So now, understanding this is it's all about Krishna and this and that. The point is what's the problem about authority? Krishna's authority. He is the basis of it. So if we see everything connected to Krishna and that, what do we care what's going on around us? Right? The point is the soul is independent. We're taking it that the soul is connected to the body. This body is being told to do something by that body, and that goes back to the soul. So this body telling that body, we got a problem. I think we have an old ISKCON painting where you have Maya. She's got the strings, and there's some guy there, you know, digging, and another guy telling him what to do. So we're just looking at that level. We're not looking above. There's Maya controlling it, the modes, and then above that's Krishna. So the point is why should that have an effect? The principle of authority, that is unassailable. But the point is that there's an ideal standards that the Veda gives what a leader should do. If we make up our own, of course it doesn't work. We follow the standards, it works a lot better. Does that make sense? So the position of authority, that can't be, because if it breaks down there, it'll break down everywhere, and everywhere means back to Krishna. Right? Because it'll be, this one does that, that's that, you know, that, how is this happening, you know, this and that, how does Krishna allow this to happen to me, I'm a devotee. You understand? So, to avoid that, then, no, the position of authority, that remains. Now, you can take what's useful in that particular authority's endeavor and then apply that in your life. And what's not, then you just ignore that. Everything has something good and something not good. Right? Dirt, it's great to walk on, right? If there wasn't dirt, then where would we end up from here? What, Chicago or something? You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole thing, is that it has to be there, but then you get some water on it, it's muddy, then it's not nice. But that doesn't mean the principle of dirt is bad. Does that make sense? So the principle of authority is always of value. There's no question that it's not theirs. Then it's just a matter of what can do. Now, we act in such a way that it doesn't affect us, or if we can have some effect on how to change it, then we try that. Otherwise, we just surrender to Krishna. Because if we take care of Krishna, we surrender to Krishna, Krishna being the control of the modes will take care of everything. We don't have to. That's the point in surrender to Krishna, is that the mechanics of the universe are going on anyway. And we take part, but we take part in such a way as it's pleasing Krishna. So how it's going to unfold, that we don't know. So therefore, there's never a time when it has to have any doubt about the principle of authority, the principle of the mission of Lord Chaitanya, the principle of the society established by Prabhupada. Just individuals come forward to try to do their best. Sometimes that best is better, sometimes the best is not as good as we would like. But the point is in ourselves, is everything we do the best? And what we do affects others also. So that's the whole point. Krishna is the only one that's unaffected. We're affected because we're jivas. He's unaffected because he's God. Does that make sense? Yeah, so that means the position of, and then we look at it clearly, how, okay, so what's to do? How to situate ourselves so that our devotional practice can go on the best that it can be. We're in the material world, there's always a limitation of the external. But what best we can make. Does that make sense? So one should never lose faith in the principle of authority, you know, the mission that Lord Chaitanya has given through Rupa Goswami, ISKCON has given us to by Prabhupada, like that. Because the principle of it, that always works. What we do with it, that's another thing, but does that make sense? So choose association you're inspired by, but you can only do that if you have faith that there is good association. But if you break down faith because, oh, this authority did this, and so therefore I can't trust any authority, you'll never be happy in anything, even materialism. Because even to be a gross material, you have to have faith. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point. You have to have faith. Okay? Go ahead. Something else? Yes. Microphone. Not working.
Similar question from second generation question. I have this question from my wife, and my answer is a very good answer. I'm not sure. So, also about authority. So, a devotee, authority. My will be done wrong, or questionable. But when it comes to a spiritual leader, right, very inspiring, and basically it would inspire devotees in order to practice Krishna consciousness and transform their life, basically. So my confusion comes that a person not necessary in personal life is example of a very poor question, but then as a spiritual leader, it would inspire devotees. So today when I heard about this water filter, it's like maybe I heard the answer. How a person who may be not right in his actions able to inspire devotees because of Krishna?
Yes, basically because of Krishna, but we have to always understand is that the devotional service itself is transcendental to the material modes. So someone's chanting Hare Krishna, that's transcendental, whether the individual has realized that or not. You understand? So therefore, the commitment within the direct activities of devotional service, they may do those very well. But when it comes to their personal, that's the part that the modes are affecting. And depending upon how much they're affected or not by the modes, then we may see a nicer or not nicer application. So you could see that someone in direct devotional service can be nicely situated, but in indirect, not very well situated at all. So the point is in that you take advantage of the direct. In other words, if their example is, wherever someone's example is good, take that. So let's say they chant nicely. So then that's the example you take. But when it comes to, you know, how they go out and they deal when they go to get their scooter and someone else has blocked them and they're yelling and screaming and, you know, condemning the whole universe, that one you don't take as an example. You know what I'm saying? So that's the whole point is that one says, oh, how can they go? Because we're used to 1 and 100 are the same. We don't take the 99 in between. So that's the whole point is that whatever aspect is good, that's what's developed. So they've applied themselves there. Krishna is the one who gives results. He's given them results in that spiritual area because they've applied themselves. But in the material area, there's a good chance wherever they're weak, that's where they're not actually trying to apply Krishna. And so all it is going on what they were before. I mean, before they joined, they would have been like that. And now that they joined, that aspects still remain the same. Just like, if before we joined, you know, we had actually a head, you know, on our shoulders, then after we join, it's still there. You know, it's not like after once we join, we change, you know, like that. Does that make sense? You know, so it doesn't work like that. That it'll change, it'll be the same. That's what you're working with. So devotional service is how to take what you have and connect it to Krishna. And by connecting it to Krishna, then it gets purified. Then the principle, you could say, is the that their nature is able to work with that. They have this; they can relate to the skills and knowledge and apply it. That will remain. But the impure aspects of it, that will go away. You know, let's just say, like, we take, the kind of the cliche of, let's say, someone who's a hustler. That means they're very bold. They can come up to you. They can get in your, into your face, into your head, and get what they want to get. But it's not appreciated, right? Except for the guy who hires them, of course. But other than that, no one likes them. But now, if that principle is they see it connected to Krishna, and then try, then they will start to, well, how to deal with people, how Krishna would like and that. But the ability that they can just go up to anybody and start talking and try to apply themselves into that situation, use their intelligence, that will remain. But the etiquette in which they do that, that will change. So now, you'll just take them as a very, upfront person, very straightforward, very open. Then it has all good qualities. You understand? So all it is areas that you see that haven't developed, those are ones that haven't been connected to Krishna yet. And so then you have to start somewhere. You can't start with everywhere at once. So whatever stands out to them the most, whatever attracted them the most by Krishna consciousness, that's the point that they're going to be working on. That's where you'll see the best development. And the areas that haven't, either they're unaware or they're just farther down on their totem pole of priorities. Does that make sense? Yes.
So for normal people, it's sort of like it's easy to apply, but for authority rewards and actions supposed to be the same, but still able to deliver another people, not necessarily about self, then
point is, what is a leader? Leader means that they have an ability in an area that they can create facility within a generic area. You understand? The common person can only work within their own. They can simply be a cog in a machine. You understand? But you can say leader, they can understand the whole thing. You understand? Let's say like somebody gets an MBA, right? So they can be a cog in the economic machine. But they don't actually understand the machine from the way of making, how to make the profit. They know that if these things are in place, profit happens. But they don't know how to decide which path to take, the unlimited options that are there, which ones to take. That's someone who knows business does. So therefore, a businessman is a leader in economics. An administrator is a leader in how to organize the whole social, right? An educator is someone who can lead within knowledge. But they're still an individual, but that's their ability. You know what I'm saying? So that from that way also then they take up that position because that's what they can do for Krishna. So one person is just a devotee in the temple, someone else is the temple president because that's what they can do for Krishna. Now naturally it's also you look for, because of that, the spiritual and all that, you try to put the two together, that's ideal. But we're not talking here about ideal, we're not talking about how to organize it, we're talking about how ourselves, we can not be affected by it, because we're not controlling it. Does that make sense? So how we're unaffected is that they're an individual like us, they can manage, so that's why they're doing. Understand? The system of how to organize the whole thing, who should be there or not, that's another thing, because if he's making mistakes in the manager, is he actually a manager? Maybe a nice guy, he's advanced, he's this and that, that doesn't make him a manager. So it shouldn't be because he's advanced, he should be in the management position. That's not management. You understand? That's a whole different topic. We have to separate those two. This is just I myself, how I won't be affected is because I'm trying my best and this is what I can do. They're trying their best, that's what they can do. So it's like they are able to manage, but their dealings aren't nice. There still should be a manager. But the points of they'll become purified by applying themselves in the process in connection to Krishna, and then you'll see is then their dealings with others will improve along with their management. Now, if they can't manage and they can't deal with people nicely, they're not supposed to be there. They're just not supposed to be there. Or they're nice with everybody, but they can't manage. They're still not supposed to be there. That's a different topic. We have to separate the two. Does that make sense? So the whole point is you can go back to Godhead whether anybody else is serious about Krishna consciousness or not. That's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's point. Don't be discouraged in Krishna consciousness because others are not interested. Does that make sense? Okay? We should probably, we're over the time. Okay. And here, Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda ki, Jainatai Gaura Premanandi.